So what do you think, Josh? This is unbelievable.
Not in Kansas.
We ain't in Philly no more. That's right. That's right. Hey, gang. Dr. Steve here coming from Valencia, Spain. Beautiful Valencia, Spain. My first time here. It is a wonderful, rich city. And it happens to be a city that's actually at the center of the rising right wing here in Spain, a brand new nationalist populist right. Josh and I got to make sure we don't get killed here. But it's true. It's really fascinating what's happening here. Spain is made up of autonomous regions, relatively autonomous regions, like Catalonia, where we just were. And in some of those regions, that autonomy has spurred a kind of separatism, separatist sentiments. That's what happened in Catalonia back in 2017, where you had a separatist referendum, a secession referendum that passed. And of course, Madrid cracked down. They were very, very upset at that referendum. But regardless, Catalan autonomy has worked itself out in sort of a micro-nationalist sentiments where region, religion, even ethnicity to a certain extent, race, is being used as a basis to sort of separate from the larger national, civic national project. That's not what's happening in Valencia. It's the exact opposite. Valencia is actually more and more aligned with Madrid. Valencia is finding itself much more attracted to the nationalist, the civic nationalist vision. And so the Vox Party, which is Spain's nationalist populist party, they have actually been very successful here in Valencia. Valencia was one of five regions where Vox won recently. You have to remember, Vox is only 10 years old. Just a few years ago, it was literally just, 2% of the population in terms of support. Now it is the third largest party in all of Spain, and that's largely thanks to what's going on here in Valencia. One of the reasons why Vox has become so popular, ironically, is precisely because of the different outworkings of these relatively autonomous regions. Catalonian independence only served, Josh is gonna get hit by a car if we're not careful. Catalonian independence actually helped to restoke nationalist sentiments among Spaniards in general. Spain has been very hesitant to embrace the new nationalism that we're seeing happening throughout Europe. And that's largely because of the Franco years. Franco really used nationalism to his advantage in his reign, in his near 30-year reign. And Spaniards, in order to get away from that, they poo-pooed nationalism. They haven't, over the years, they haven't wanted to embrace the way France has or Italy has or even the Brexit movement in the UK. Sorry, we're getting a little constipated here.
Hey, gang, with everything going on right now, it's hard to say what could happen or what will happen. And to make matters even worse, we usually don't find out until it's too late. But when it comes to your money, you should understand what's at stake. That's why I partnered with Goldco. Now, you guys know I'm a big fan of hedging future risks with the timeless value of gold and silver. And that's why you've got to click on the link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit. Gang, it's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And the best part is that you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall. Click on that link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit right now, because this is about taking back control of your freedom and your privacy. We can't predict the future, but we can certainly prepare for it. So don't wait. Take action now to defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future. Click on that link below right now.
But all of that changed after the referendum. The 2017 referendum woke Spanish nationalism up big time. So civic nationalism has been on the rise ever since they saw Catalonia trying to break away. And Valencia has been ground central for that new Spanish nationalism. And we saw it really create... Yeah, you can perhaps move a little bit over there.
Good.
We saw it reach actually some new European heights last year when Spain became the center of a mass conference where 10,000 nationalist populists from all over Europe descended here in Spain for an internationalizing of the nationalist right. That's a fascinating phenomenon that's been happening in Europe of late. We've been seeing the internationalization of the national right, where all the nationalist right parties from France and from Hungary and from Italy and so forth all come together once a year, once every other year, to strategize how they're going to take over the continent, basically. And Spain was the center of that strategy just last year. So ironically, the Vox Party, led by Santiago Abascal, the Vox Party has gone from really being a peripheral party made up of no more than about, again, 2% of the population in terms of support. They've gone from that to now the third largest party in Spain and the center of the internationalization of the national right in literally just a matter of a few years, largely in reaction to the separatist sentiments of Catalonians. So this is really fascinating. You've got two different nationalisms kind of knocking sparks off of each other, and not necessarily in a good way. You have a regional nationalism, a separatist nationalism, that wants to embrace its own regional autonomy over and against the nation-state project. And then what is that doing? That's reawakening civic nationalism to reassert the nation-state project, feeling like it's being jeopardized as a result of the separatist movements. Either way, nationalism is winning. Either regional nationalism or civic nationalism. Either way, here in Spain, nationalism is surging, and Europe is never going to be the same. God bless, guys.